Once again, a Democratic congressman from New York City has filed a bill to repeal the 22nd Amendment. Since 1997, Congressman Jose Serrano has tried to overturn the amendment to the Constitution that limits U.S. presidents to no more than two full elected terms in office. Only three Americans, otherwise qualified under the Constitution, are not allowed to run for president: Bill Clinton, George Bush, 43, and Barack Obama. Each has already been elected to two full terms. The 22nd Amendment was adopted in 1947 after Franklin Roosevelt's four presidential elections before and during World War II. This amendment is a legitimate restraint on executive power. I would argue that any change to the 22nd Amendment would be better to limit presidencies to a single term of 6 years. That way, newly elected presidents could make all decisions only in the best interest of the nation, without any concern for a re-election campaign. As you might expect, several entrenched congressional leaders have also argued for the repeal of the 22nd Amendment, proving once again that, quote, power corrupts and absolute power corrupts absolutely. Those calls another good argument for term limits for Congress as well as the president. This is Dan Ray. Unlike Congress, we stay in touch with you every weeknight from 8 to midnight on Nightside, right here on WBZ News Radio, 1030.